Iran letting Japanese ships travel straight one day after the PM meets with Trump for some reason. It kind of seems like, and I might be calling this a little bit early, it kind of seems like we have given Iran control of the Persian Gulf. And I'm genuinely not joking. That kind of seems to be what's happened. Because we have pushed Iran into a position where they have a legitimate reason to exercise force to prevent people from using the canal, and as a consequence, they are now effectively the gatekeepers of a significant portion of the world's oil, which is unbelievable. I mean, genuinely, I don't. It's did you know we have removed sanctions for 30 days on Iran's oil? In other words, America is buying Iranian oil. For the first time in decades, Iranian oil is entering the global market, the unsanctioned global market, in a war with Iran in order to depress the skyrocketing price of oil. We are giving the Iranian regime tens of billions of dollars in revenue from the oil that they've had sitting in the canal. Our plans are measured in centuries, Chinese centuries, as a matter of fact. Jesus. Trump administration officials are making a desperate push to secure every available barrel of oil amid a worsening energy crisis, even if it means lifting sanctions in the very country that they're fighting against. It's I don't even like I this is a level of strategic failure so severe that I feel like anyone who predicted this before the Iran war happened would have been laughed out of the room in basically any circle. Trump's gonna bomb Iran because Israel told him to, but the Trump administration's not gonna consider that Iran might shut down the Strait of Hormuz, the main thing that the American government's been worried about if they attack Iran for decades. And in order to lessen global oil prices, they're gonna unsanction Iranian oil and give the regime billions. It's like a joke. It's like a, it's an insane joke. It's an insane. It's like it's yeah. Correct too early. Like no, you know. That apolitic prophesizing gets you nowhere when nobody believes it, when it's too silly to believe. Bessin explains how the unsanctioning actually means owning the Chinese. I'm being real here. I do not know how Bessin is still alive. I don't understand how this man has not spontaneously combusted. He's smart enough to understand what's happening right now. I have no idea. They must be holding his family hostage. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Break the glass plan across the administration and at Treasury. We unsanctioned Russian oil. We knew that there were about 130 million barrels on the water, and we created supply that is beyond the Straits of Hormuz. So we anticipated this. We knew that there could be a temporary, and I want to emphasize temporary choke point there. And there was 130 million barrels of floating storage. In the coming days, we may unsanction the Iranian oil that's on the water. It's about 140 million barrels. So depending on how
These are Iranian tankers that have just been sitting waiting. Like, so that's the only oil that gets to move through now. Like, Iran effectively has control of the choke point. Not only can Iran shut down the Strait of Hormuz, Iran controls the Strait of Hormuz. That's insane.
You count it, that's 10 days to 2 weeks of supply that the Iranians had been pushing out. That would have all gone to China. In essence, we will be using the Iranian barrels against the Iranians to keep the price down, for the next 10.
Yeah, we might be giving them $17 billion and also an unbelievable, unprecedented dub, but we are lowering the cost of gas in America by 0.01% for like 3 days.
Or 14 days as we continue this campaign separate.
Unbelievable.
The U.S. has eased sanctions on some shipments of Iranian oil to help boost flagging global supplies. For the next 30 days, vessels that were loaded in Iran and are now stranded at sea will be able to deliver oil and other petroleum products. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the measure will quickly bring 140 million barrels to global markets. Well,
And
John
who's
Henry joins me
selling
now.
that oil out of curiosity? Who's getting paid for that oil? The global market? This is far worse than if Iran had a nuke. Yeah, I mean, in terms of like global disruption, yes, that's absolutely true. It genuinely, truly is. Yeah.
Live from Washington, D.C. So, John, the U.S. is now going to be lifting sanctions on some Iranian oil stranded in tankers. What are we to read into that?
Well, the Trump administration...
Yeah, my one regret is that the kind Ayatollah was not alive to see this national humiliation befall the Americans.
...has been under fire for rising global oil prices and the knock-on costs that that brings to other products, all of which have to be transported one way or another. What Trump was hoping to do is to increase the supply of oil. This is something that was just posted on the Treasury Department website, and it lifts sanctions on oil of Iranian origin. And it's
I know this is really rough. It's really difficult to do this without like incurring a bunch of backlash, but this is Al Jazeera. So I need you guys to, can you guys please just acknowledge how fucking retarded America is? Stop sitting there with a suit and being like, well, the interesting thing about this is fucking insane. Like the crazy thing is too, is that like you actually see how insane this is reflected in the behavior of the media men who talk on social media, because the like Washington Post correspondents, analysts, CNN contributors, people like that. If you go see them on Twitter, they're like, holy fucking shit. I can't believe this is happening. This is insane. Everything's falling apart. But then they go on their networks and on the network, they're like, well, how interesting. What an interesting move. You know? It's crazy. Like there's like a broader mandate of sane washing, you know?
Specifically says loaded on any vessel. And then it lists.
This will be so bad, says one analyst who compared the situation to, quote, if gravity just stopped working.
A number of sanctions, including Russian sanctions, weapons of mass destruction sanctions, and it says including vessels that are subject to those sanctions. So that would mean any vessel could carry Iranian oil away and sell it. Theoretically, that would mean that Iran could sell it and that could, among other things, fuel its war machine. On the other hand, theoretically, if someone else were to take over, the Karg Island or oil production there, they also would be allowed to sell that oil.
It looks as if Japan has cut a deal allowing them access to the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, they do rely on it heavily. My guess, and this might be coincidence, this might be happenstance, but I don't think it is a coincidence that just days after the Japanese PM, who is a nationalist, met with Trump and Trump made a Pearl Harbor joke that Japan and Iran have talks and now Japan's allowed through the strait. My guess is that Iran understands that nothing that is done to benefit Japan here is going to come back around to help us. That would be my guess. They might have carved out some selective deal or something like specifically beneficial, but I think Japan has good reason to be particularly upset with us because so much of their oil comes through the strait, like it says right here. More than 90% of its crude oil imports come from the Middle East. So it makes sense to me that they would be particularly peeved by this. Like crippling the Strait of Hormuz basically kills Japan after Japan is done with its reserves. And it has big reserves, but after it's done with those reserves, that's that.
I'm not saying we have any information on that. We don't. But it's an interesting move because it would seem to be counterproductive of the U.S. over all of these.
Doesn't Japan have like 270 days reserves? Yes. But please keep in mind that right now, nobody has any plan for opening the Strait of Hormuz. Like Trump every day on Truth Social is threatening to nuke Europe because they're not sending their own Navy to help open it up. There's no like nobody has a plan. Iran could control it 270 days from now. Iran could control the strait for the rest of Trump's term, for all we know.
Years to be, carrying out sanctions that block Iran from selling oil and make it very difficult for it to make money off it. and then suddenly release it when at a time when it is at war with Iran. So it seems to be a juxtaposition here in the U.S. I suppose we'll find out in the coming weeks exactly how that will be carried out.
John, as we try to decipher how all this is going to be going on, we've also heard a lot from Donald Trump today, from remarks that he's made to reporters, to posts that he's made on Truth Social. What all has he been saying?
Trump has made something of a campaign over the last 24 hours of assaulting his European allies and NATO in particular. He issued a...
How to win friends and influence, people ask. Iran is chaotic neutral. The U.S. is chaotic evil. It's important to understand that, like, Iran is very evil domestically to its own people. And it's allied with groups that are evil domestically to their own people, like, you know, Hezbollah. But Iran, in terms of regional stability, is absolutely a lawful entity. Like, Iran's presence and power and hegemony within the Middle East is a natural extension of their population and their wealth. It's reasonable. The power they have, or I should say the power they ought to have, is sensible. It's what we're doing that disrupts the region. The idea that Iran be a regional power, that's normal. They're a huge, powerful country in a strategically important location. Of course they should be a regional power, but they're not. At least, well, I mean, they are, but it's being artificially suppressed by billions and billions in spending from U.S. and Israel. Iran represents stability for the region, potentially, if they're allowed to. Iran proposed charging tolls in exchange for safe passage. Yeah, I mean, they control the strait now. It's their strait. $2 million toll. Sheesh! Well, tankers will pay it. Shipping companies will pay it if they have to. I think we'll look back at the JCPOA signed by Obama as peak American diplomacy. With Iran? Yes. And keep in mind, Israel fucking hated the JCPOA. Israel is aware of the fact that their plan of unlimited genocide and conquest is kind of like based on their ability to sell anti-Iranian fearmongering to the American audience. So if Iran is neutered, that really cuts in their way. So did Schumer and Biden? Yep. Zionist Democrats also did not like the JCPOA. Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm. I'm confused. Why is Iran letting some countries use the strait? I thought the goal was to raise gas prices as high as humanly possible. Because selling to select countries does not necessarily bring down the global gas price. And also, it might be worth, like, reducing the increase to gas prices globally by 10% if you're able to shore up key allies. I cannot tell you how much damage it does to Americans' interests in the Pacific if there is a wedge driven between us and Japan. Like, Japan isn't just our strategic partner. They're like our military base positioned against China. If Japan, continues to be driven further from us by Donald Trump's actions, which, I mean, it's only been getting worse over time, that really limits our ability to operate in that theater, which means that China will have an easier time with Taiwan, which means China will have an easier time, I mean, honestly, with everything, you know? China's big fear is that the... what's that one river? It's where all of their fucking oil comes through, all their trade. That one massive super river that they're terrified of having blocked. The Yellow River? That's fucking racist. The Yangtze? Gotcha, yeah. Yangtze, I think, yeah. It's called the Yellow River? That's fucking racist. Yangtze means yellow? That's fucking racist. Anyway, being on good terms with Japan, or at the very least us not being on good terms with Japan, does shore up their safety in the region quite a bit.
Social media post earlier saying NATO was a paper tiger, that they were cowards, they were complaining of high oil prices, but they were not willing to protect the Strait of Hormuz. That's what he really wants the allies to do. He also called out Australia, Japan, South Korea. And when he was asked about the UK, saying the US could use UK bases in order to carry out its operation in Iran, he said,
why hasn't Iran blown up Baku, since that's where Israel gets half its oil from? My guess would be because Azerbaijan does not, I don't know, does Azerbaijan have a US base in it? I don't know if it does. Azerbaijan isn't really a US puppet the way the Gulf states are. So I think that Iran might not, Iran doesn't want to extend its attacks beyond, like, extremely complicit allies to the United States. You know? Azerbaijan's not a real country. That is true. That is true.
They should have acted a lot faster. He's been highly critical about that. And in a social media post just in the last couple of hours, he said, "We're getting very close to meeting our objectives."
Shipping
as we
specialist
consider
for our- every day the strait is closed. It takes about a week to clear the shipping backlog. Jesus Christ, a week? We have no idea how long this is going to go on. Iran is like completely unfettered control over the strait. No one has any plan to open it up. Iran still has tens of thousands of drones. They may or may not have mined the strait. We really don't know. Jesus Christ.
We're winding down our great military efforts in the Middle East. But then he goes on to essentially threaten not to protect the Strait of Hormuz. He says the Hormuz Strait will have to be guarded and policed as necessary by other nations who use it. The United States does not. If asked, we will help these countries in their Hormuz efforts, but it shouldn't be necessary once Iran's threat is eradicated. Importantly, it will be an easy military operation for them. It should be said that NATO, it is not in NATO's chart.
My understanding of the situation right now, and I could be incorrect on this, but this is what I've heard, and I think there's still a big, like, fog of war in this situation. But if we look at the strait right now in, or right off the coast of Iran, unrelated, but Mueller is dead, good. Right off the coast of Iran here, basically what Iran has done is they have ambiguously mined this whole area. I think they have threatened to, or it's implied they might have. We don't really know if they have. That's the thing with mines. They've mined this whole area, the whole strait. So right now, if ships want to go through, they have to pass right by the Iranian coast on the other side of the Keshem Island. So in this, any tanker that is moving through this passageway right here, Iran decides whether you make it to the other side. Iran gets to decide. That's up to them. That's, look at how narrow this is. This is like 2 miles across. It's nothing. It's an unbelievably effective like kill box. So unless you want to risk taking this across, not to say Iran couldn't strike you if you went through here. They absolutely could. But yes, River. Thank you, River. Can the big tankers even fit there? Yeah. It's still 2 miles wide. It's, you know, we're looking at a big, yeah, this is about, yeah, thereabouts, I think. Maybe a mile and a half, something like that. Why would the U.S. not have a contingency plan for the most significant choke point in the world? The contingency plan was to not make Iran angry. Oh, yeah, not to mention that any tanker that blew up here would block every subsequent tanker from moving through it. Like, with a choke point this narrow, can you imagine what would happen if you blew up a full oil tanker right here? Like, nope. Pool's closed, motherfucker. You're not getting through. So we have handed the strait off to Iran, and it might never come back. It might be theirs forever now. I do not know if, in the age of drone warfare, it's possible to prevent this. Like, a full ground invasion of Iran, a full ground invasion, like a Desert Storm-style invasion, might be the only way to wrest back control of the Strait of Hormuz from Iran, and we might lose if we did that. In fact, we probably would. Iran does have an enormous military, and their terrain, as we've talked about before, is very defensible. It would also take years and years. Years and years and years. So, yeah, I don't know. This is the world we live in now. We have just unsanctioned Iranian oil because we're so desperate to lessen the effect that the blockade or the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is having on global oil prices, that we're letting Iranian oil be sold. We're buying Iranian oil. We're buying Iranian oil. I feel sorry for the sailors stuck in the middle of the Persian Gulf right now. Yeah, me too. There are a lot of good people on this side of the Gulf who are just waiting. Just regular, you know, just sailors. But if it makes you feel any better, even if something happened and every single one of these sailors died, that would only be a tiny percentage of the death toll that this event is going to have. The total number of people who are going to die from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is far, far, far larger. Add a lot of zeros on the end of that number. The famines from the increase in the price of fertilizer, not just the increase in the price of fertilizer, the unavailability of fertilizer, you know? It's not, the world isn't speculative. There are finite numbers of things. It's possible that the price goes up and then you run out. You just run out of a thing. That does not make me feel better. Oh. Well, you know. Why don't we just pull out, admit we fucked up? And well, Trump would never admit that he fucked up. That's political suicide. But also, why would Iran ever hand it back? What happens if Iran hands back control of the strait? What happens if they stop doing this? Israel just goes ahead with their invasion of Lebanon. Right now, Israel is invading Lebanon. Right now, at this moment, they have soldiers here in southern Lebanon. The media isn't reporting on it, but they do. They're invading Lebanon right now. Why? Because they want to kill more Arabs. That's why. Why would Iran ever give the West back control over this strait as long as Israel is allowed to do what they want? Sorry, but it's a suicide pact. It's global civilization or Israel, and you have to decide which one matters more to you. Look at it from Iran's point of view. Iran has been so disciplined and so moderate in their handling of the strait for so many years. For decades, Iran could have shut down the strait. They watched as American and American allied tankers moved through for decades right off their shore, and they did nothing. They exercise restraint because they were more sensible than Israel. They don't want to start a war every 5 minutes. Traffic with the Strait of Hormuz over the past 24 hours? Enlightening. Oh my, look at all the ships clustered around there. So you're saying we're in the calm before the storm? No, I'm saying this is the storm. You know that the average gas price in America, and America is the place where oil prices are being artificially depressed due to future speculation. You know that in America, gas prices are up 33%? 33%. It has been less than a month. 33% in less than a month. And this is the country that is artificially depressing the price of oil relative to every other country. It's only going to go up. It's only going to go up. So we're in a storm heading into a bigger storm? Yes. We're in some like asylum film shit right now. We've just escaped Sharknado number one and we're about to enter Sharknado number two. Yes. Same interview. Gulf states are not allowing the crews of these ships to go ashore. You're not linking a timestamp. You're just giving me a 26-minute long video. I'm not logged into Blue Sky, Masaigo. I can't see that. I have to log into Blue Sky on this fucking... On Firefox rather than Chrome. The weekend right before we attacked Iran, gas in my area was $3.60. It was the same the morning after we bombed Iran. By 1:15 p.m. that day, it spiked to $4.40. There are airlines that are considering cutting flights because it's no longer profitable to run them at current fuel prices. Like, if you bought tickets 6 months in advance, by the time that flight arrives, fuel prices might be three times what they were when you bought it, and the airline literally can't afford to run that flight anymore. So there might be mass flight cancellations. Diesel in Sweden right now is equivalent to over 10 a gallon. It's over 10 a gallon in some parts of America, too. The trucking industry is not doing good. Never been more thankful my dad's job allows employees and their families to get free gas here. I don't know how long that perk's going to last, to be honest with you. United Airlines CEO says he expects oil to hit 175 and not go back below 100 till at least 2027. And that might be an overly optimistic assessment. It really depends on how many more oil facilities Iran decides to blow up. And I think they have a moral right to blow up as many as they want, as far as I'm concerned. United is already cutting flights. United shaving 3% off peak flights. Think red eyes, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday flying this spring and summer. Yeesh. Oh, I retweeted this. Yeah, okay, that's why it looked familiar. That's in addition to the TSA wait time increases. Yeah. The only way to get a flight's going to be taking like 3 a.m.s or something. If we push for cargo, it's over. That's the big question, right? Are they going to do it? That's the big question. Not going to lie, this war has been the greatest gift to non-Republicans ever. Democrats right now need to step up, but the problem is that Democrats can't acknowledge this is a war for Israel, so they can't do anything about it. We'll take a look at that Tucker Carlson interview in a second, but take a look at this, man, from Axios reporting. Democratic lawmakers said they're open to the idea of funding a host of military modernization efforts and equipment upgrades, but only as part of the regular budget process. They said giving the DOD an open-ended $200 billion gift for an unauthorized war makes no sense. That's just a lot of money, the SASC member Jane Shaheen told your anchor, and if they want that on top of a $1.5 trillion budget, they're going to be they better be able to justify how they're going to spend it. Justify how they're able to spend it, not even a moral condemnation. That just seems like a lot of money, mister.